Hi, this is Variety Shana Ver for Akashi Media Podcast Live. And tonight, this segment, I'm going to be playing some harmonies from Michael Jackson's Off the Wall album. And I put together this harmony section of all the different levels of harmonies that he had, including the background vocals, the acapella, the demos of his vocals of how he put together the song Off the Wall. And I had the pleasure of listening to this because I got a chance to really hear Michael really raw, and I got a chance to listen to the instruments really raw. I got a chance to listen to the background vocals very raw, and I just wanted to play this for you all tonight, for you Michael Jackson fans. And as you know, there's a brand new movie that's in the making that's coming out with Michael Jackson, with Javar Jackson. And I just wanted to put this together for you all tonight. I really hope you enjoy it. It's actually like 30 minutes long, this, because I put together like various layers of the song Off the Wall, of his different demos that he did to the song Off the Wall. So it's like you'll be able to hear like each and every single harmony that he put together. You can hear the changes in harmony, like when he moved away from the mic, when he was close to the mic, just everything. And it's actually a great lesson. And how he really perfected this song in the recording studio. And I got an opportunity to see Javar online on YouTube, and how he's performing as Michael and everything. Because you know Javar Jackson is his nephew. And you all don't know this, that Michael Jackson is actually my brother. Now, y'all be saying, why are you tripping? You always saying something crazy. But no, it's true. He is my brother, and I'm very proud of him and all my brothers, Jackie, Jermaine, Randy, Marlon, Tito, all of you. I'm just happy for all of them. All of them are very successful and great at what they do. And I just wanted to say this about performing as Michael, or any of the Jacksons, but as Michael particularly, because he's the one that everyone wants to be like, or they want to perform as Michael. Michael has had a lot of impersonators and things like that. And the one thing that I wanted to say about Michael is that Michael, let me put it to you this way. When you perform as Michael Jackson, you really, it's any artist, just like Jamie Foxx was with Ray Charles. You become that person. You become that person. So it's like you open up that chi and that person comes in, you know. And Michael, with his performances and with his music videos, I understand exactly what it is that Michael wanted to present, what he wanted to do, what he felt. What Michael felt whenever he performed a song, whenever he performed in concert, Michael got butterflies. Michael felt like there was something higher than himself spiritually. He felt it spiritually. He felt it internally. He felt the movement of the rhythm of the music. That's why his body became like an instrument, because he felt the vibes that was coming from the instruments, with him being with Jermaine playing and Tito playing and everyone playing on the guitars and the drums and the whole band. He could feel the vibes of those instruments, and that's what really just triggered him really even more. And Michael was like, it's like he turns his light on inside of himself. He turns his light on, and like in the Billie Jean music video, he demonstrates that. And when you have your light turned on inside of you spiritually, your walk with your light is your own light, and it goes everywhere that you go. It walks when you walk. It step when you step. You know what I'm saying? And that's how Michael was. That's how, what Michael felt. Michael felt that internally, and he always turned that light on. And like in the music video, black and white music video, and even when he performed on stage, you always would see Michael touching his abdomen. He would put his hand on his abdomen. That's a move of opening up his chi. He was opening up his chi to himself, to the spirit that he was feeling of dancing. Internally, he was feeling the ancestry of what he felt. You know, because we're Kenyan, we're Nigerian, we're Ghanaian, we're Liberian, you know, we're Southeast Asian. So he felt all those things. He felt the ancestry of the ancestors. That's what he felt when he performed. And then he also felt in his mind was feeling like he loved James Brown. So he became James Brown. So he became a lot of things on stage and a lot of persons on stage at one time, and people that he also admired in music. It could have been rock and roll. It could have been whatever. He felt that. He became that. And whenever you're an artist who want to portray another artist, that's how you have to be. When you want to portray that artist, you have to feel what they felt. And Javar saw him online on YouTube, and I saw this thing called the L Audition. I get that's the new software that kind of like transform you into that person, you know, image wise, you know. But what I didn't like is that the vocal part of it didn't really give his best performance because it was the software. But I know he's going to do his best with this film as Michael. And so I just want Javar to know that when you're performing, because for you, this is blood. This is not like, oh, you're a fan of his too, but this is your blood. So this is like blood for blood, you know. But at the same time, when you're up there and performing, Javar, it's like you have to do the same thing. You have to remember to feel that ancestry, to know that ancestry, to understand that ancestry, to know that when you're moving and you're grooving and you hear the music, you're going to hear the music and the sounds of Africa, just like Michael did. You're going to hear your Kenyan ancestry, your Nigerian ancestry, your Ghanaian ancestry, your Indian ancestry. You're going to feel all those things, and you're going to feel all of that rhythm all at one time. At least you're supposed to. Because that's what he felt. And when you feel that, you become that. And then at some point when you're performing, I don't know how the film is going to be laid out from when the Jacksons are up there and who they're going to, or the other players that's going to be on there in the movie, but they have to also be in sync as Tito, Jermaine, Jackie, and Randy, and Marlon as well. Because when you're up there on stage and you get to that sing part, you also become the rest of them as well, because that's what Michael felt. Michael felt Jackie, Marlon, Randy, Jermaine, Tito. He felt all of them. So you become another five of you on there. You know, and you, I'm sorry, did I say five or six? Five. Yeah, five. So you're going to become all of that at one time. It's going to be like boom, 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 boom. It's a chemistry of magic that you just have to feel and know. It's so different when someone is performing in there, because when it's going to turn and go in sync when they do the hand move and they're all together and they're all dancing, they all stepping together. You're going to feel that because that's the zinc. It's like a It's like a train movement, and it's a power behind it. It's a power that's very powerful, that they step together. They all step together in their light, individual light, but that light was in sync. It was in sync together. And that's what makes their performance dynamic. That's what always made their performances dynamic. And you can see it, you can feel it. It's the power behind it. It's the love, it's the emotion, it's the groove, the rhythm of the song. You have to feel that. And if you don't feel that, it would never work. Because people will see it and they're going to feel that it ain't working. They're going to feel it in the audience, it ain't working. I don't feel it. I don't feel the popping. And see, like, when you get to the part of Michael Jafar, and that's any artist that wants to perform as Michael Jackson, when you get to that part of the emotion of Michael in the pelvic area, it's something about that pelvic area that Michael feels. And what Michael feels in the pelvic area is the love in the pelvic area of what is done in that pelvic area. And the pelvic area is that movement of love in the pelvic area. You understand? So what I want you to do, Jafar, if you have never done it, or anyone who wants to perform as Michael Jackson, if you've never done it, you don't know what that feeling is, there's a secret to that that I'm going to tell you to do in order to feel that feeling. Go get some rubbing alcohol and put the rubbing alcohol on your pelvic area. Not on the manhood, but on the pelvic area. Put the alcohol on the pelvic area, and on that area, it's going to warm up, and you're going to feel that warmth down there, and that should get you to move, and make you feel that love portion of that pop, 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 pop that he feels when he put his hand there. And it's just not that he putting his hair in there because he want to put it there. It's the rhythm of the love that he does when he's loving in that area. That's that moment that he's doing, and he's into it and he's grooving it, you know. And that's what you want to feel. And just every part of you, is your mind is just going to go bam, 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 bam. Everything is going to go in sync. You're going to feel that rhythm of all angles. It's just going to come around you. So your energy of who they choose to be on stage or in the film when you are performing with your brothers on stage in this film, the energy has to be the same as if they were the J5. It has to be the same. And they have to feel that same thing. That's why Michael was very particular with his dancers. You know, whenever he performed music videos, everything, any music video he has, you see he's moving, he's grinding, he's thumping, he's moving his chest, he's into it. You know, his mind is moving, is going with it. That's just how he is. He's always been that way. He gives his best because it overtakes him. The feeling overtakes him. The power of everything, the love, the energy, the gravity of whatever is higher than himself. It comes out. It just unleashes itself, and you have to unleash yourself. And that's how it is. And then when you're singing, you gotta sing as much power behind the singing. When you're singing, you're not just gonna go like, I'm living not the one, living not the one. You know, you're not gonna be flat. You gotta have that pop, 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 bam, straight down in the chi area. You gotta open up that chi cavity and let that chi open up, and you're gonna feel it burst. You're gonna feel that tensity coming up. And when you feel that tensity, that vocal power is going to be behind that power. So this can give you an opportunity, and I'm sure you probably listen to a lot of songs and even music, because I didn't grow up with, I haven't been around you with you growing up, so I don't know how much you had time with Michael personally, what you shared with him, but what I'm saying is I shared a lot with him and them growing up. I got a chance to be in a recording studio with them in Motown. See, I'm the auntie from Motown. I'm the one who grew up in Motown. I'm the one who was in Detroit. So I got a chance to experience that and be around them when they were performing and rehearsing and playing everything in Motown, just like they used to do at the house. I was around all of that all the time, all day, every day. So I got a chance to grasp all of that energy and suck it all in. It just came inside of me as well, too. You know, so, and I was, when I was younger, I was the closest that could sound like him when I was young as well. And Rockin' Robin, you know, and when I did that, Michael said, no one can tell us apart. Everyone was like, we can't tell them apart. You know, these are just alike. You know, Michael said, well, if you're not going to have her on the album, the least you can do is give her credit for it. You know, he was a straight businessman, even at a young age, you know. So you just have to really feel it and just like, don't think, oh, I'm performing as my uncle or anything. No, when you do this, you become that. You just become that man. You know, and I want to say to the producers, to the directors, to the writers of this movie, and you're hearing it from me, a sister that no one has seen in the public for many years, because I was taken from the mansion and seen no one brought back to Detroit, Michigan. So I'm Nicole. This is Nicole. Some people call me Rosalind. And you all have not seen me in years. And those of you who probably forgot about me, I was the first Janet that you all saw. Little More Chocolate Drop. You know, I was the one when they was going to perform on stage. And I said, stop. Wait a minute. Hold up. Now you can go. That was me. You know, so, yeah. But anyway, this is something for you. Please do not close this film out with my brother being a pedophile. My brother was not a pedophile. If you're going to make a movie about my brother and the ending of this film, I don't want to see a damn thing about no damn pedophile. Because anyone who becomes anything like that, then you have to be dealing with one. Unless you want to expose that person somewhere in this movie. Other than that, if you don't, yeah, do not put anything in the ending. I don't even want to see anything about that, about my brother. Because I grew up with this man. I grew up with this child. I grew up with these children. These are my brothers. All of them. Jermaine, all of them. I love them all. I don't like anyone talking about my brother saying they did anything like that to them physically. They've been around a long ass time. They're almost 100 damn years old almost. And now all of a sudden somebody want to come out with some more mess. That's crazy. My brother would never do anything like that. As fine as they are. I'm sorry. But please don't end my brother's movie like all these other movies as that. My brother has been a businessman. And I just wanted to say this. You can end this movie with my brother owning, which he did, owning the MGM casinos in Detroit. My brother was big in real estate in Detroit. He owned luxury townhouses in Detroit, a whole bunch of roll of them, located on Myers Road. If you ever want to go to Detroit, Michigan, you see Myers Road and you have a whole slew of beautiful luxury townhouses. They were the best in the city. They're in Detroit. And if you want to go to the MGM Casino downtown Detroit, my brother owned those casinos as well with a partner. Don Barden, who owned Barden Cablevision, they were partners in that, in the casino. The first time around, the city didn't agree with it. The second time around, they did, and I helped him push it and get it approved, and so it got approved. And also, my brother also owned a lot of luxury apartment buildings also in Detroit. And my brother also lived in Detroit. So my brother was not living in the ranch out there, wherever Neverland was. He was living in Detroit, Michigan. And I lived there also with him as well, because he was my conservatorship as well. And so was Jermaine as a backup. So, and who knew about this was, of course, Joe Jackson. Joe Jackson came to see us often. He just said, oh, just stopping by, see how y'all doing. That's okay, everything is good. Okay, cool. You know, so Joe would drop by and say, hey, hi, how y'all doing, whatever, and leave, you know. So Joe knew about all this, you know. So if when you end something with my brother, however you guys plan on writing this script, I don't know how you're going to write the script, however Catherine wants the script to be written or whatever, this is about her relationship with Michael, just like I wrote a book about my relationship with my mother, Florence Ballard from the Supremes. In this movie, with my brother being a perfectionist and a shrewd businessman, that's all I care about, and one of the greatest entertainers that ever lived, that's just how I wanted to be ended, and that's it, and let it go. You know, and that's it, because I want this film, and if it's not going to be the best film about Michael Jackson, then I'm going to have to come out with one and direct it and do it myself. And then it's going to be the best film of all time. But I'm going to give you guys an opportunity to make one of the best films. And hopefully this film will be better than all the rest of the films that have already come out already. So do your best, Shavar. And this is Blood for Blood. You know, you performing with the energy of your uncle and everything. And think about your ancestry. If you haven't taken your ancestry DNA test, take your ancestry DNA test. When you take your ancestry DNA test, that should give you even more power. So you can think about where you are really from and originate from through your ancestry and the power of that. And that would really trigger a whole lot inside of you. It's one of the greatest things you can ever do, you know. And do your best with this film, you know, and because everyone is waiting to see it. And let me tell you something, Jermaine, you know, you made a great pick for Javar to do this, you know. And every time you do something, Jermaine, with movies, people are always excited about it. And I want you to keep producing, Jermaine. I want you to stay involved in movies. You are one of the greatest film producers there are. Even when you did The American Dream, people wanted more. This should have came right after American Dream, actually. It should have happened, but Javar was young back then. So, but you're always one of the greatest producers of film and putting together things with movies yourself. And you and Hazel were a great team as well, even when you did Switch. With Hazel, you guys were like the greatest team to put together such a great album for this group. It's a classic album. And people always wanted more for that as well. So don't stop until you get enough, Jermaine. Keep producing as a producer in film, in television. And Marlon, the same for you. The world doesn't know that Marlon Jackson was the first black cable company. It was the Family Channel, I believe. And you started that. And a lot of noise wasn't made about that. But my brother Marlon started the first cable company. And this is even before Don Barden. But it got sold or whatever. So, but Marlon, keep that going. Keep that going. Start a new one and make it even better. Because you guys know how to build empires. And Randy, you know how to do a lot of great things with media, publicity, and everything. And I've always been looking forward to you, Randy, doing some type of production or producing for people. Even if it's just instrumental, I just love the way that you do these bongos and congos. You always just gave it your all with your hands. Your hands are just magical. Just magical. I just love it. And Marlon just always just magic as well when he moves and groove on stage. But I know everyone's getting up in age and things like that, you know. And Tito still, he still has it. You know, he's still thumbing in the, and playing and you can feel it. And everything with Tito. And keep doing that, you guys, because you're doing so well. You're aging. I'm aging. But keep going and don't stop till you get enough, you know? I mean, that's what it's all about. And you guys were put here for a purpose. You did so well since the beginning of time of your career that you've given this world nothing but dance and music and legacy. Every last one of you are legends. And I am so proud of each and every one of you as my brothers. I am proud to grow up with you. I'm proud to be able to wake up to you in the morning. I'm proud to be able to say, your brother's on television. Wake up, wake up, wake up. And I wake up and I'd be excited to see you on television. You were my bread and butter. You fed me. Your talent took care of me. Your talent put food on the table. I love you for all of that. You were a sacrifice for me to have what I need as a child growing up. You have been an example to me as men. You've never been in jail. You've never been in trouble. You've been a family man. You've been taking care of your family. You've been good fathers, good brothers, good friends. I had nothing but happiness growing up with you all. I was born naked too. So even though we didn't have everything we needed, we had our needs met, our essentials met, because we had love. And money might not have been everything, but we had the love there. We had the unity there of black love and black unity of a family, because a lot of people didn't have that. People have broken homes and things like that. Everyone has problems, but we were able to be in union. We were always in union with that. And we got broken up because I got taken away from you. And I know that hurt everyone. Michael was crushed by that. He was like, she's the only one in the family who's not going to be here, who's going to not have the best life. She's the only one. Michael moved his ass right back to Detroit. Yes, he did. Okay. Secretly, he moved his ass right back. Like, oh, no. So, and I'm grateful for that. So Michael became my brother and my daddy, and so did Jermaine. Then Hazel became mama and sister-in-law. And I thank you, Hazel. I love you so much as well, too. I just had nothing but love around me during those years and everything. And I knew that I was loved. I felt the love. And I know there's been some things that's been, you know, of course, I know about whippings and spankings. I was there when that happened, too. But you all have just been phenomenal throughout the years. I'm just so proud to see you even now today. But I am going to be honest with you. I do see that it's hard for Marlon to be up there. It's hard for Marlon. I can see it. It's hard for Marlon to be up there. I see him sometimes going to the back like he's shedding a tear or something. And like he cannot handle it. Like he wants to break down. And I'm thinking like maybe I should come there. Because I used to be there in front as the little one. And I think maybe I should bring some spice to your life. Into the stage. Presence. And bring that energy back that Michael gave when he was on stage. I think I should be able to do that for you. I think I can do that for you. In fact, I know I can. do that for you and perform with you. So if you guys want me to perform with you, let me know. I'm available. And Charles has my number. I've inboxed you guys as well. So if you want me to perform with you next time you guys are on stage and just have a, you know, a song or two or whatever, I'll do it. You know, I love to do it. And if you want me to just do a whole tour of songs with you, I'll do it too, you know. I haven't used my vocals in a long time, but that doesn't mean it's going to crack or anything like that. But I can do what I got to do to make it stronger. So, but I would deliver the best that I can to give you a good show and make you proud of me as well. But anyway, that's about it. So I just want you all to stay focused on everything that you're doing and just keep giving it the best you got. And Javar, give it all you got and be the best you can, you know. And hopefully this will open up more doors for you to have your own acting career as well. And do your best with being your Uncle Mike, okay? And audience for Akashi Media Podcast Live, I hope that you all will enjoy this special set that I put together with the harmonies and how everything was put together for the song Off the Wall. And I love this. So you're going to hear it's long because I put all these different sounds together from the beginning. And you can hear Michael even going into a bass vocals and everything. And then he goes way back up to the falsetto, up and down, up and down. I love it. I just love how he has put all this together vocally, how he sounds. So here we go. And this is Off the Wall, Michael Jackson harmonies in a studio for Off the Wall. Stay tuned.
Just enjoy yourself, groove. Let the madness and the music get to you. Life ain't so bad at all. Tonight, gotta leave the 9 to 5 up on the shelf. And just enjoy yourself, groove. Let the madness and the music get to you. Life ain't so bad at all. Tonight, gotta leave the 9 to 5 up on the shelf and just enjoy yourself, groove. And let the madness and the music get to you. Life ain't so bad at all. Tonight, gotta leave the 9 to 5 up on the shelf and just enjoy yourself, groove. Let the madness and the music get to you. Life ain't so bad at all. So tonight, gotta leave the 9 to 5 up on the shelf and just enjoy yourself, groove. Let the madness and the music get to you. Life ain't so bad at all.
If you
life ain't so bad at all. Life ain't so bad at all. Life ain't so bad at all.
If you live it off the wall.
Life ain't so bad at
live
all.
Live life off the wall.
Live your life off the wall.
Live it off the wall.
Ain't no roses all up to.
Ain't no rules, it's all up to you. Through the night, alright. Through the night, alright. Through the night, alright. Through the night, alright. There ain't no rules, it's up
ain't
to
no
you.
No rules, it's all up to you.
To come alive and party all right.
Through the night, alright.
Visions.
Living off the wall, life ain't bad at all. Living off the wall, life ain't bad at all.
If you live in other
tonight,
wall,
gotta leave the 9 to 5 up on the shelf.
Living off the
yeah.
wall,
and just enjoy yourself.
Come on,
living off the wall.
Yeah.
Let the lattice and the music get to you.
Living off the wall,
life ain't so bad at all.
Wanna live
tonight?
Yeah.
Gotta leave the 9 to 5 up on the shelf.
Living off the wall,
and just enjoy
yeah.
yourself.
Come on,
living off the wall.
Yeah.
Let the lattice and the music get to you.
Living off the wall,
life ain't so bad at all.
When the world is on your shoulder, gotta straighten up your act and boogie down. If you can't hang with the villain, then there ain't no room for you in this part of town.
'Cause we're the party people night and day. Living crazy, that's the only way.
So tonight, gotta leave the 9 to 5 up on the shelf.
And just enjoy yourself. Groove. Let the Madison, the music get to you. Life ain't so bad at all.
If you live it off the wall.
Life ain't so bad at all.
Live life off the wall.
Live your life off the wall.
Live it off the wall.
You can shout out all you want to. 'Cause there ain't no sin and folks are getting loud. If you take the chance and do it, then there ain't no one who's gonna put you down.
'Cause we're the party people night and day. Living crazy, that's the only way.
So tonight,
gotta leave the 9 to 5 up on the shelf. And just enjoy yourselves.
Come on and move.
And let the Madison, the music get to you. Life ain't so bad at all.
If you live it off the wall.
Life ain't so bad at all.
Live life off the wall.
Live your life off the wall.
Live it off the wall.
Do what you want to do. There ain't no rules, it's up to you.
Ain't no rules, it's up to you.
To come alive and party all right.
Through the night, all right.
Gotta let that fool loose deep inside your soul. Wanna see an exhibition? Better do it now before you get too old.
'Cause we're the party people night and day. Living crazy, that's the only way.
So tonight,
gotta leave the 9 to 5 up on the shelf. And just enjoy yourself.
Come on, groove. Yeah.
Let the Madison music get to you. Life ain't so bad at all.
If you live it off the wall.
Life ain't so bad at all.
Live it off the wall.
Live your life off the wall.
So tonight.
Tonight. Gotta leave the 9 to 5 up on the shelf. And just enjoy yourself.
Come on, groove. Yeah.
Let the Madison, the music get to you. Life ain't so bad at all.
If you live in other
tonight, gotta leave the 9 to 5 up on the shelf.
Living up
the yeah.
And just enjoy yourself.
Come on,
living
groove.
Let the Madison, the music get to you.
Living up the
life ain't
feeling so bad at all.
Wanna leave
tonight? Gotta leave the 9 to 5 up on the shelf.
The 9 to 5
and just enjoy yourself.
Come on,
let the lattice and the music get to you.
Living off the wall,
life ain't so bad at all.
Yeah,
tonight. Gotta leave the 9 to 5 up on the shelf,
living off the wall,
and just enjoy yourself.
Come on,
living off the wall. Let the madness and the music get to you.
Living off the wall,
life ain't so bad at all.
Living off the wall,
tonight. Gotta leave the 9 to 5 up on the shelf,
living off the wall,
and just enjoy yourself.
Living off the wall, yeah.
Let the madness and the music get to you.
Living off the wall,
life ain't so bad at all.
Living off the wall.
Gotta leave the 9 to 5 up on the shelf, and just enjoy yourself.
Come on,
let the madness and the music get to you.
Living off the wall,
life ain't so bad at all.
Thank you. You're all rich and famous?
Ready? One. One. Two. One, two.
Doesn't matter.
shop and just enjoy yourself. Living off the wall. Let the body sound of music get to you. Life ain't so bad at all.
Leave the 9 to 5 up on the shelf and just enjoy yourself.